Busted. That's an old Bob Seger song back from the Silver Bullet days, You're Busted. And the reason I'm playing that song is because our next guest was introduced as the running mate for Alex Sink at the Police Benevolent Association Hall in West Palm Beach, Florida. And we're pleased to speak with the former state senator, Rod Smith. And Senator Smith, thank you very much for being a guest today on the Captain's America.
I'm excited about it. Thanks for allowing me to talk with you.
Well, listen, first of all, everybody wants to know a little bit about you because you're kind of the guy in the background that we're not hearing a lot about. So give us a little bit about your background, sir.
Well, I was a lawyer and a farmer in North Florida in a little town called Alachua. I'm originally from Palm Beach County, but I came up here all the time. I've been a grown man, and then I became the state attorney. I was elected in 1992. Some people might remember the Gainesville student murders. I prosecuted a guy named Danny Rowling at the time. And then I was there for two terms, and then I ran for the state senate. I was in the state senate for two terms, and then in my second term, I left to run for the Democratic nomination, and that was unsuccessful. I actually took the state attorney's job from a Republican, and I actually took the Senate seat from a Republican, and both of them, of course, became Republican after I left them. So I've had a little experience up here in the north part of the state running successfully in difficult areas. So I think they wanted somebody up here that kind of bring also a little law enforcement background into the ticket and a little agriculture background on the ticket, and I think that's why they chose me.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because I come from a family farm in upstate New York many years ago, and there's nothing wrong with farming. It's the backbone of America. And folks, we are speaking with Rod Smith. He is the candidate for lieutenant governor running with Alex Sink on the Democratic ticket. Well, what does the lieutenant governor do?
Well, there was a joke told to me one time recently by one of the former former occupants of the job, who said, "Well, you check to see how the governor feels that day, and then you go back." What my deal was that I wanted to be very involved in certain policy making, judicial policy making, law enforcement policy making, corrections policy making. I mean, that's been a lot of my background. And then I also wanted to be involved with policy making in the field of agriculture. What they expect me to do is be very involved in, of course, negotiating House and Senate legislation, because when I was there, I was considered to be, well, it Miami Herald said I was the most effective Democrat in a Republican legislature. So I know a lot of these guys. I've had the opportunity to serve with before, and many of them are, though we don't share the same side of the aisle, I've always said not good ideas are not exclusively Democratic or Republican. They're good ideas and good people on both sides, and so I expect to be working in that area.
And folks, we're speaking with the candidate for lieutenant governor running with Alex Sink on the Democratic ticket. His name is Rod Smith, the former state senator, also a former prosecutor, and as he told you, with an agricultural background from North Florida. Well, Senator Smith, we all know that this is one of the most important elections of our time. Nobody has to tell us that. We've seen the direction the country's gone. We've seen the direction that Florida's gone. We've seen the bubble burst. It's all about the economy and jobs. That's first and foremost in everybody's mind today.
Absolutely. I can tell you, even if you go to areas that are having a unique problem, say the northwest part of the state where they had the difficulty during their season with the oil spill, the fact of the matter is when you talk to a crowd of people, it won't be but a matter of moments, whether it's from Key West all the way to Pensacola. It's about the jobs, and it's about the economy. To a certain degree, it's about, of course, property values and foreclosure, but all of that essentially gravitates, or if you will, from a concern about the jobs. We have a million of our neighbors here in Florida who aren't working now that were working a few years ago. We know that we've got to get them back to work. All the ideas about this economy have to focus on the first rule, which is getting people back to work. In Ocala, Florida, just south of me, which was the southern part of my old Senate district, you know, unemployment's hovering around 16%. I was over in the Space Coast recently, and the numbers are the same over there. And, you know, that we've got to get those numbers back in the realm of reasonable. And, of course, when you're outstripping the national unemployment difficulty by 2 points, that's something wrong for Florida. This is a state that has not traditionally had that problem and should not. With due respect, we think that we bring a plan that will work for Florida. I tell people all the time when I'm asked about what's going on, I say, guys, if you want to change, change. Remember this, one party's dominated Tallahassee for the last 12 years. They've had the cabinet, they've had the governorship, they've had the House, they've had the Senate. This economy has suffered dramatically. We forgot some lessons that you learn in farming. You need to stretch a dollar and you need to save for bad years. We didn't do either one. Sometimes you got to learn to make do. We didn't do that very well either. And so now we're facing a problem, and I think Alex is going to, with her background and 25 years as a banker, and then as our first CFO and first person to occupy that job, person who is seen that we have the most successful right now and solvent pension plan in the country, we feel she's the right person at the right time to grapple with this problem of unemployment. We're talking about giving immediate tax relief to anybody that creates jobs in the state of Florida. We're talking about making sure that we take the dollars that are available and are sitting for transportation, that those dollars get out in the economy and get generating people back and building roads and building infrastructure. Those things need to happen. We got to get people back to work. When you've got people working, then everything else will start falling in line in this economy. Without that, nothing we do will work.
Well, that's true. And coming from a farming background, I can tell you that one of the things that farmers did, and they stuck in lockstep on this one, is that when one of the farmers was in trouble, everybody was in trouble, and everybody pitched together and everybody worked together to help that farmer that was in trouble. And that's what we need to do with this economy that we've got and with our state the way it is. We all need to get on track, and it doesn't matter who you are, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you want to call yourself, it's got to be a solution that we all work for. And folks, we're speaking with Rod Smith. He's a former state senator, a former prosecutor, currently the candidate for lieutenant governor with Alex Sink on the Democratic ticket. Well, Senator Smith, you know, you mentioned foreclosures, and I'm going to tell you that I'm sitting right in a hotbed of foreclosures. It all started right here, the home flippings in my backyard in Manatee County, Florida. We had a mortgage broker, we had a mortgage banker, and we had a realty broker go to federal prison over the flipping that was going on down here that started some of this nonsense that grew to where it's at today. Has that pretty much slowed down now, as far as you know? And
that clearly has slowed down. But let's talk about what that kind of conduct cost us. What that kind of conduct cost us is that when the crash happened, the crash was so much more severe. And so I was in Osceola County the other day, and one court was talking about they have 44,000 in one court in Osceola County, 44,000 pending foreclosures. We have a million foreclosures pending in the state of Florida. The fact of the matter is that we allowed excess to get us somewhat where we are. You know that the bubble was going to burst when you had people who were leaving, buying homes as buyers. They were leaving with cash in their pocket. Mm-hmm. Now, the sorry consequence of that is too many people are leaving and closing when they're the sellers, having written a check. And that's the way the market works, and what we've got to make sure is that we guard against the kind of excess that we had that led to this. The other thing we have to do with foreclosure, and I know this debate is one that's ongoing both at the national and state level, and that is, do we need to slow down foreclosures? I do say this, that we need to make sure that foreclosures are the last resort. And I think we were all more hopeful about banking adjustments to the foreclosure in a manner that happened many years ago, but this crisis has been so dramatic that until we clear some of this inventory, until we get it off the books, we're not really going to start getting property moving again. And so for many people, and especially as I've looked down in your area of the state, but also right up, if you will, I-95 and I-75 heading north, for so many folks, they've paid on their home dutifully for years now, and they have seen the evaporation of the value of their home, so that they really can't get the advantage of some of these opportunities that would be out there for financing because they've lost so much value in the home that they're now sitting in. It's unbelievable the number of people who are upside down, not people who couldn't pay or didn't pay, but people who could pay and did pay, but this property crash has cost them such value. So we know that one of the first things we have to grapple with is dealing with the foreclosure issue. And that's why Alex and I, among other things, we are committed to, my opponents talk about a 19% property tax reduction. The difficulty with that is go to your school board, go to your sheriff, go to, you, you, you know, property taxes are going down because property values are going down.
Well, Senator, I want to mention something right now because this is where I want to tell you what I did in my small town in upstate New York back during the Reagan administration. Now, I was a town assessor, a town tax assessor, and I wound up getting appointed to that position because I went to tax grievance day, protested my taxes, and got my taxes rolled back. And the chairman of the board looked at me and he says, "Are you a lawyer?" I said, "No." He says, "Well, you know more about this than we do." And I said, "Well, I did my homework because I wanted my taxes rolled back. I knew they were too high." So to make a long story short, I finished that term as a town assessor, and then our town was dying. I mean, sir, our town was dying. We had been a town of roughly 5,000 people. We were down to 3,200 people. Our unemployment rate was approaching 15%, which was unheard of at that time. The misery index was awful, and we were having businesses leaving by droves. And basically, our industry in upstate New York was farms and agriculture and fishing along Lake Ontario. So I got elected a term all by myself. They voted me the chairman. And the first thing we did, sir, was we rolled back our property taxes, and not by 19%, but by 10% to everybody that lived in the town. We gave everybody a break, including the businesses. Then we opened the floodgates and said, okay, any new business that comes in for the next 3 years will pay zero, nada, zilch, in property taxes. At the end of 3 years, sir, our $550,000 town budget was $1.7 million, and our town went from 3,200 to 6,800 people in 3 years. I know it works because we did it.
Well, that's one of the reasons I think that Alex and I we were among the first Democrats, I guess, to speak out in favor of continuation of the tax, the Bush tax cuts, I think they're being called now. But
yeah.
And we are, that's why we're focused upon, when I was in the ag chairman in the legislature, one of the first things I did, one of the bills I was most proud of is farmers in Florida were at a significant disadvantage for the purchase of equipment. And a lot of our local businesses were suffering because Georgia does not pay a sales tax on farm equipment. Florida did.
Mm-hmm.
So we did away with Florida's sales tax on farm equipment. The consequence is that, guess what? We've had a healthier economy because of it. We're not at all adverse to, in fact, a centerpiece of our employment is to give tax incentives to people to locate and tax incentives to people for hiring and for tax incentives to small businesses to get people back to work. What I do think is unrealistic is that we're going to get much of a significant, you know, and by the way, let's back up. You know, we just gave in Florida a couple of years ago a property tax decrease, and of course people said that was going to stimulate the property market. Well, of course the property market didn't get stimulated because the problem in Florida was not tax, was not property tax. The problem in Florida was, as I think you've highlighted, we had an overheated economy built on homes, building condominiums, mm-hmm. and development. And of course, when that bubble burst, we didn't have the kind of diversity in this economy that you've got to have to absorb these things. Thank God we've had agriculture, which has had some pretty successful years.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and sadly, kind of a worst possible storm. We also got hit in the Space Coast at the end of the Bush administration, they started moving away from, of course, their commitment to the next round of space exploration. So we're really having to retool the Space Coast of Florida for both commercialization of space, research in space, mm-hmm. that's typically going to be private funded, even though it'll probably be Department of Defense and of course the weather requirements are becoming significant.
Right.
But I mean that's still going to be a very different use of our Space Coast. There's tremendous opportunities over there. I was meeting the Lieutenant Governor serves as the chairman of the Space Coast Advisory. So in meeting with the Space Coast Advisory Council recently, I was amazed with the ideas they have of, we've got that many talented engineers and that many talented technicians, that ought to be a centerpiece of how we start moving into a new energy policy in Florida. Because we may argue about when it's going to be, we may differ on how significant it's going to be in the near term, but we're going to move to other forms of energy, and if we don't, we'll be left behind in the next round of an economic explosion that will happen. And you know it's going to happen in Asia, and you know it's going to happen in Europe, and if it doesn't happen here, we'll lag a little lag behind, and obviously we've got the technicians right there in Florida at the right place at the right time to be a centerpiece to that kind of an economic development. That's why the legislature put $31 million aside this year. That's why the administration has put another, I think, $9 billion earmarked that can help us in terms of the commercialization of space. So I'm excited about the opportunities for Florida. I'm optimistic. I will tell you, we are committed. We're not raising people's taxes. Sometimes every time you say Democrat, people get scared of that. I can tell you, Alex thinks a fiscal conservative, and I'm always been a fiscal conservative. I had to be. So we know what we're doing here, and I think that our answer is one of that will work for Florida. I think this race is also going to boil down to just who do you trust, and whose character over time do you think is where you place your confidence. And I think on that, that if it's a referendum on Rick Scott's background, I think we win this race.
And Senator Smith, I want to thank you, and I know we ran way over our time, but you know, as long as you wanted to talk, I let you keep going.
Oh,
and
well.
You are a candidate for Lieutenant Governor with Alex Sink, but we are going to play this interview in its entirety, and we thank you very much for being on the Captain's America, and we wish you the best of luck and hope the best for Florida, sir.
It's been a great privilege to talk with you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain. You're listening to more stimulating talk radio at the home of common sense here on the Captain's America radio show. Check out our website, thecaptainsamerica.com, and to hear our archive shows, go to thecaptainsamerica.podomatic.com. Thanks for tuning in. And now more from your favorite station.